So, Danny, I wouldn't take it too personally that, you know, I got to go to the D&D premiere a full week before the one you got invited to. I mean, sure, I got to see the movie 10 days early, but that's fine. That's just because I'm a true D&D gamer.
They don't all have to be insults.
Oh, really? I thought it was...
Every opening doesn't need to attack me.
I thought it was the cold shoulder opening.
I am getting angrier and angrier every
just
episode.
Just a slow descent into madness.
Every episode is like an hour and a half of us coming in, like I'm getting into the office, like I take off my jacket.
We're
just
like, hey, how are you? I missed you. You look great. I like your hair. Did you get a haircut?
It's just, it's like such a low energy. And it's like, yeah, how's it going? Oh, how was that friend you saw this week?
Yeah,
all right, cool. I'm thinking about doing this for the pod.
Oh, you got dinner after today? Yeah, okay,
cool. Oh, that's so
cool. Where are you going? Where are you getting?
Yeah, cool.
How's it going, friend?
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to hit record. Right. We'll do the clap.
And go. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, I never get invited to
No. I'm saying you, but like you did get invited though.
Well, okay, so I never get invited to premieres like
he's
on my own.
6 months, mind you. 6 months.
But you're always throwing your dick in my face.
Guess
your
who,
big premiere
I am quite
dick.
Literally, I got invited to a premiere as Jose's friend.
And that's very cool. And I'm very appreciative of the plus one-ing I've been able to do.
Of course.
But I finally got reached out by Dungeons & Dragons, not Wizards of the Coast, some other person.
Subsidiary of board games and tabletop.
I got reached out to see the, like, 4XD crazy roller coaster version of it.
Yeah, they slap you in the face every time somebody gets hit.
Every time it rains in the movie, you get drenched. There's fire shooting out of torches
it's
from the sides.
It's basically the Blue Man Group, but, like, no drumming section.
Yeah, it's Stomp, but you're the trash can.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've always wanted Stomp on ice.
Yeah, I always want to Stomp in my chair.
Could you imagine Stomp it, like, crumping on skates?
They're just, like, slipping all over the
pulmonies.
But,
it's our third meniscus today.
So I was invited to that, and I was excited, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna invite Nick. He's done so much for me. I'm very appreciative of everything he's brought me to and all the people he's had me meet.
My network is your network.
And
my network is three people.
You think?
Yeah.
And I texted you, and I was like, yo, you want to go to the Dungeons & Dragons, like, 4XD premiere together? And you were like, yo, I'm going to the real premiere in 2 days.
You're like, oh, well, let's go together in like a week. And I was like, I got it tomorrow. I don't know. They just, they want me to see it early, you know?
Bastard. You absolute bastard. My one win. My one fancy win.
It was like, it was the Thanos meme. I was like, but this does put a smile on my face. I saw you were being nice and I was like, oh.
I heard his knuckles cracking from North Hollywood.
Yeah, just like, oh, I hate to break it to you, bud, but I have to be Jose's friend for an afternoon. So I saw the D&D movie. Actually, very good. Like very good. Like, surprisingly, like, very good. Like, an incredible action adventure. If you've ever played D&D, it's cool. If you haven't played D&D and you just like fantasy, really cool as well. I would say Chris Pine was fantastic.
Nice.
I'm not going to spoil anything for you. The girl who plays Letty, the woman.
An accidental spoiler.
She got big.
Oh, damn.
And like, she got like big. And she's always been like a strong lady.
Yeah.
And I love a strong lady. And I was just like, and there's like scenes where she's just like breaking dudes' necks.
Nice.
And I was like, me next.
Nice.
And so it was actually really like incredible. But to not talk about the movie, I'm getting ushered in. Paul is Juju's PR guy.
Nice.
It's like this British dude, and he is like, and I've met him no less than a dozen times. Every time I'm like, hey Paul, how you doing? Oh, cool. Where's Juju? What? How's
just
your day
chipping
going?
Away.
Yeah, I'm just like, let me into the circle. I'm here, and so I'm like, hey Paul, how you doing? We literally talk before the screening.
Right,
so ushering all of us in. Goes, Jose, you're here. Jose's friend, you're here. It was literally like, it was the GTA death sound. I was just no.
Just get wasted on the spot.
Literally, I was just like, I'm Nick. We've taken photos together at events. Jose's friend. I was like, oh, Hollywood, hey, how are you?
You see, that's the difference between you and I, is that you have ambitions to become Nick at one of these events.
What? I'll get to Nick.
I'll
take Snapchat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll take Blank's friend any day of the week. The first time I met Juju, who's Straw Hat Goofy, he like runs most of these premieres, massive TikTok and Instagram following for anyone who doesn't know. But you do know.
Yeah.
the first time I met him, like, he comes over, we're, like, sitting in the in one of the rows in the theater, and Jose, like, calls him over, and he's like, hey, man, how's it going? And comes over, and he's standing right between my legs, and I'm just, like, down here, like, hey, Juju.
Hi.
Hi, it's me, it's Danny Meyer.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate that.
They had a full conversation with Juju right over my crotch.
Oh.
And then finally he was like, yeah, it's my friend Danny. He was like, hey, Danny, how's it going? And he dabbed me up. Uh-huh. He was like, all right, I got to get going.
Your hands were like soaking wet. Like, and he's just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I got to go wipe this slime off me.
You fucking like, slime person. Yeah, like, oh.
And then, yeah, and he was like, I gotta go. And I'm like, yeah, okay, no, that makes sense. Yeah, and they left. And I was like, I just slimed Juju. Did you see?
look at how wet his hand is. Yeah, that was me.
That's me.
That was me. Yeah. I'm a wet boy.
You see that big handprint on his jeans? That's me.
That's me. So, yeah, it was awesome.
It's my grease.
Yeah, it was cool to see everybody. Because, like, I've been to a lot of them. And Juju always invites the same people. So, like, I got to network. I got to meet King Lion, who's like a, I guess he's like a comic book anime guy.
I was going
like,
to say, is that a fighting game character? King Lion.
It's kind of like the Tekken character.
Yeah, King.
Yeah, yeah, King.
The Tiger King.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh my god, he is the Tiger King.
That's why I was like, you went to the Tekken tournament?
That would have been sick. But yeah. I met him, his wife wasn't there, they're King and Queen Lion. But cool guy, and it was interesting. And it's just like, it's also, every time I go to these like influencer events, I'm reminded they're hilarious. Yeah. Like, they're just it's a dick measuring contest for like 3 hours, and it's so funny. They're like, oh, dude, what's your at? And like, you hand, like, oh, here's my at. And like, here's the thing, it's the worst. I'm the worst, but like, they hand me it, and I'm like, lower number. And I'm like, nice. I am such a cock. I'm the fucking worst, but I'm like, yeah, I'll follow you back, I guess. I don't know. I'll make it into my schedule. But, and then me and Jose are talking to some TikToker who will not be named. And he was like, just like showing us his Cash App. He's like, oh man, look how much money I'm making off TikTok these days. Pulled up his Cash App and was like,
yikes.
This is what I made last week. And I was like,
wow.
I was like,
that's tough.
Listen, it was a fifth of what I make in a week, but I didn't say a goddamn thing. I didn't say a fucking thing. I was like, that's really nice, dude.
That's just such a weird, like, hi, I'm Danny Mata. How much do you make after taxes?
It was
like, what are we bringing this up for?
It was a loose 30 seconds into our conversation. Yeah. He was like, oh yeah, like I'm getting into this like TikTok long form thing, and like check, like this is just my PayPal like from this week.
Weird.
And I was like, why would you show me that? I was like, why would you show me? What if I was like struggling? Like, what if I was just like, oh yeah, I walked here.
Yeah,
from
I lost my home.
I almost just doxed where I live. Yeah, but yeah, I walked here from Nicktown. Yeah,
my address.
Yeah, here's exactly like, I pull up my phone. Here's how far I walked.
Yeah.
So it was wild. And I was just like, I was so,
that's fun.
So brought back into like, oh yeah, influencers are hilarious.
That's like, I want more of that. Yeah. I've only had like pretty good experiences so far, which is great. And like, if we're really talking about it, I'd prefer that.
Yeah.
But every time I go, I'm like, I do want someone to be like, oh, nice, you're fake and shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate the absolute worst is when I go to one of these events, and Juju was like this. The absolute worst.
Incredible person.
Is when I go and so, they are identical to their like persona and very charismatic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fuck are you doing, guy? Like, be awkward and shy. Like, now I look like an idiot when I go to cons and people are like, why are you screaming at me? Like, sexualize me.
I'm nice to meet you. I'm Mata Daniel. Nice to meet.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Meat. Nice to Mata you. How's it going? Yeah.
Like, just clammy your hands. Sir, just stuck.
Please unsuction from me, sir.
So yeah, it's funny because like the thing is like the public perception of like influencers is usually that, but like most of them just dudes and girls,
really, really cool people.
Yeah, just like nerds, you know. But like we also exist in the nerddom space. Like I've met people that are like in the beauty side through Dorothy, and like that's where it gets worse.
Oh really?
Like if you're not in like
that's hype
fandom,
yeah.
You can be kind of the worst.
That's fun.
Like, I've met some like big time, like top 1% of TikTokers at like, I think it was VidCon, which was awful. And I think a girl
almost died there.
What?
Remember, she broke her back.
Oh, the porn star. Yeah. Was it Lana Rhodes? No, it wasn't Lana. Was it Lana Rhodes?
I don't know.
It's a porn star turned Twitch streamer, which is a funny because I feel like it's usually the opposite. But she broke her back. Wasn't me. I was talking to this dude though. He's got like 12 million on TikTok. Yeah. And I'm just like, And like, he's like, the guy, his videographer's like, oh, I'm a big fan of yours. Like, I love Naruto. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, man. I was like, mm-hmm. what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm his videographer. I was like, nice to meet you.
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
And I was just like, we were just chatting. He was like, the whole conversation was just like, fire.
Nice.
Fire.
Nice. The videographer's fire. The douche.
Yeah, no. This was the guy.
Oh, got you.
And
got
like,
you.
The videographer's a super nice guy, yeah, but he was just you. Like, oh, yeah, I have to go give a talk. And he's like, talks to the videographer. He's like, what's my talk about again? Like, they're on the way to it. Wow. I was like mind blown by it.
That's
but
tough.
Yeah, most people, good people.
Yeah. That's like, I wanted, a part of me wanted Juju to like shake my hand and pull me in and be like, I could buy and sell you in a fucking minute.
You don't deserve to be here. And I'm trying to revoke the plus one just to keep motherfuckers like you out.
Yeah. And then you could spit in my palm and I'd be like, thank you, sir.
You're
more,
like, somehow
please.
It's drier now. This is less wet than it was before.
I take out like my phone, look at my bank account. No, I'm like, why is it dropping?
The stocks. Yeah. We need to sell. So that's the end of our cold opening. Yep. I'm Nicholas Connor, also known as NCHammer23 on all the platforms. Go and watch the D&D movie. It's actually fun. I guess I'm currently influencing, which isn't like me. Usually I like the de-influence.
That's why you'll always be somebody's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's as long as you're willing to pay me, I'll be your friend. Or give me free popcorn. That's what I got to go see D&D. It was like a free Diet Coke and a popcorn. I was like, you know what?
That's all it takes.
Sure, I drove 45 minutes to be here, but I'll say something good about your movie.
Yeah.
And then they had me do an interview afterwards and I was shitting it. They had a dude with a boom. I've never seen a guy with a boom before.
No.
That's pretty standard. It looked awful.
Really?
You tell me people do that all day long?
Oh, it kills. Their shoulder strength is unbelievable.
I could do this for 30, 45 seconds. It's a physical 100 challenge.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's so long. And then they were like, they were filming, they were doing the interviews in the lobby of a movie theater.
Yeah.
And they're like, rolling sound, shut up, rolling. I'm like, you're doing it in a fucking lobby. We were just in a movie theater. Do it there.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, and so
where's this interview going
to
be?
Oh, I don't, they'll probably stitch it together. I have the video.
That's
I can
so
send it
fun.
To Stank. I'd rather not, though.
I'd rather you do.
A lot of times.
I'd rather you do.
Yeah, I was like, they were like, oh, and so what's in this for people who haven't played D&D? And I was like, ah. There's action, and it's fantastic. The comedy was great, and I was just like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And the last question, nailed it. No but the first three, yikes.
What happens if you, like, do they ask you if you enjoyed it first? Like,
oh, yeah.
Good, because I was going to say, what happens if I come out of the movie and I hate it, and, like, the guy's like, hey, can we get your interview? And I'm like, I don't know. And they get me all set up. I'm like, I didn't like the movie. Gotta stop this.
Please, I don't want to lie.
I don't know.
I don't want to lie. They slip 100 into your pocket. Yeah. You're like, never mind, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm actually happy this is the first interview I've ever had to do after a screener, because, like, if we had gone to, like, any other movie that we've been to, I've been to, like, The Gray Man, which was fine. The Man from Toronto, which was awful.
A lot of men.
Yeah, I know,
a lot of the
fucking
man.
Down with the patriarchy. And then we saw me and Jose saw the first two episodes of the new National Treasure TV show.
You said that?
So fucking bad. It was
good,
so funny.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And if I was like, if they had put me, like, to put the influencer smile on and been like, and just lie, because, like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Like, we just lie for, like, brands. Like, I'm sorry, that's the truth.
It's what you do.
I don't lie on this podcast.
You're not tanking my fucking credibility with you.
This podcast is the realest I've ever been. I use at most two products I've advertised for, okay? I'm sorry.
Jeez, what are you doing, Nick?
I'm sorry. This is my safe space.
Listen, I use all the products I've been sent and enjoy them.
Keeps, I use.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And everything else. You know what? You're right. Everything else.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
do you
no,
not
you're absolutely
want
right.
sponsors?
Thank you, all the
do
brands.
Do you not want viewers or sponsors? What's happening right now?
I appreciate every single one of you brands.
What is this career suicide? Homicide going on
Danny's
right now?
He actually is the one who put me up to this.
Yeah,
all right.
Jesus.
So, Daniel,
anyway,
who are you?
Yeah. I'm Daniel. I'm Danny Mata. I'm a resident plus one sticky octopus boy.
We have boiled chicken, battery, sticky octopus.
Oh my god. This podcast has been the fucking worst for my self-esteem, and I blame you and I blame the podcast. Shut up. Because I posted a TikTok the other day.
It was so mean.
It wasn't the first time I've posted, like, my body, but I've posted myself in, like, a crop top before. I've posted, like, thirst traps on TikTok.
Yep.
But usually it's like just my voice. But the other day I posted a video, it's an unboxing video. Somebody sent me like the entirety of Helsing.
So much manga.
The entirety of Helsing, the like box set of Solo Leveling, which apparently isn't all of Solo Leveling. I thought it was.
There's five.
It's still coming out though. Yeah. But sent me a ton of manga. And so my arms are in it. Mm-hmm. My fucking unlovable wig arms are in the video. All the comments, every comment.
Uvagin, Beast
yeah.
Titan.
Yeah, what is werewolf. This guy, a werewolf?
Yep.
What the fuck is going on, Nick?
They're not, listen.
These aren't weird arms.
They're not. Here's the thing, Daniel, I'm on your side. And I made a video stitching the video of like Danny doing his unboxing. And I stitched the part where like it's Danny's arms. And I'm like, everybody, stop being mean to Danny, unless, of course, you're doing it in our YouTube comments, in which case you can be mean to Danny there. That's the only place you can do it. And I'm being like, hey, I had that amount of hair as Danny when, like, before I started shaving my arms. And it's completely normal. And
I feel like I was getting canceled by the way you were running to my defense.
Yeah.
Like,
and so Danny watches the video without audio and is like, fuck you. And I was like, what?
I flew off the handle. Yeah. All I saw was the video of me with my arms and then your fucking face pop up. And I'm like, you.
It's like, you bitch. And I was like, watch the video, Daniel. I'm in your defense.
Who is you? Uvogin.
Uvogin.
Who is that? What is that?
Hunter, Phantom Troop.
Uvogin. Let me see.
From the non-Ant Boys.
There's so many comments being like, I didn't know you were Uvogin. What is this?
Uvogin is an enhancer from
Hunter. I'm not this man!
This is fucking Wolverine! It's a very good facsimile. But there are so few hairy anime characters.
Wow.
Like, think about that. What are the hairy anime characters?
Beast Titan.
Uvogin.
I don't know. Let me look through these comments. I'll probably find more.
You will know.
I've got
Werewolf.
This one, update, Bigfoot just released. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Oh, they're so mean.
Bigfoot
to you.
Just dropped. Like, what the fuck is
that?
Oh
my god, dude.
Wow, how are you that hairy? This one's just a genuine question.
They're just curious.
Can't even fathom.
Maybe they want that much hair.
There's a little blushy emoji next to it. How are you that?
Maybe they're into it.
This one says wig arms. I hate that stuck around. This guy said Sun Wukong looking arm.
Oh my fuck.
Danny Wig Arms Mata. He's like a small Beast Titan. Should have been on Teen Wolf. This guy just fucking unloaded. This guy just walked into my bedroom and opened fire. This one just says, bro's hairy as heck. What the actual fuck?
It's not.
I like the ones who are like, what the fuck is this? Do we have NASA on this? Yeah, like...
Shame.
Like, unfollowed because of this shit.
Fucking
like,
hairy arms plus ratio plus cold resistance.
Plus L take. Like, yeah. God damn.
I would like to come out and say that you're beautiful.
Thanks.
I find you very attractive.
You shouldn't have to come out and say that is the thing. That shouldn't be... No one should have to be closeted pro Danny is attractive.
We really should do like a full-on like apology video, but it's us being like... I'm taking his side in this. Yeah, like, it's like the first 30 seconds are like, I know what you guys perceive as disgusting, but I'm on Danny's side.
You're really going against beauty standards by calling me attractive.
Yeah. Or we do a whole like touch and grass video where we like laser arm treatment your arms.
Yeah, I'd do that.
We just get rid of it. You did this to us.
Yeah.
We just burn off all the hair. So, should we talk about anime? Should we do your quiz?
We should. So, you may notice I have my laptop out. Listeners, you may have heard my laptop.
Yeah, you might have heard the fans of the alien laptop.
So, I was looking for... We need more games on this podcast. Mm. Every podcast
that
gets recommended...
We need TikTok moments.
We need TikTok moments, yeah.
How you get successful.
If we want to get, like, cynical about it, that is what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, they're fun. I, like, have found so many great podcasts on TikTok of people just being like... Top three hot takes, go. And like, I'm like, that's hype. I want to know their shit. So I looked up anime podcasts.
How to be successful. Okay, no.
I looked up how to make money fast.
Yeah.
I looked up anime podcasts.
Okay.
Not a lot of good ones. At first, BuzzFeed will tell you they have anime quizzes. Not anime podcasts.
I was going to say. I was like, okay, yeah.
I'm not trying to burn some bridges now.
Well, I mean, we're already one of the larger anime podcasts, so.
not a lot of anime quizzes, and BuzzFeed has none. They tell you they have a ton. None of these are quizzes.
What do you mean?
They have...
Are they like answer these 12, like, deeply emotional questions to figure out what member of the Phantom Troop you'll be?
I wish. There's some like that, and I'm gonna give you one.
Okay.
But some are like... This one's, I'm genuinely curious if anyone out there has seen all 50 of my favorite anime. Here's another one, real quick. I'd genuinely like to know which anime villains you'd cancel if you could. Here's another.
These don't sound like quizzes.
Here's another. I'm genuinely curious if you think these 34 extremely divisive TV shows are actually good.
What? Okay, first off, who called this person disingenuous for them to like be like, I need you to know I am genuinely curious?
Who called out their credibility? And they're like, no, genuinely, I'm genuinely wondering.
They're like, I feel like your interest in my anime hot takes is a little non-genuine.
Yeah, also, I know no one called out their credibility. I don't believe them.
Yeah.
If someone has to call them out, it's me. You don't genuinely care.
You're selling the bag too hard here. And we also know that, like, they're making, like, 12 of these quizzes a day.
They just make it sound like they're laying in bed and they're like, I'm curious. No, I'm genuinely curious.
They sit up in bed.
Who can name all 50 of my favorite anime?
Who's seen these?
Yeah, shut up.
You dumb bitch. Have you seen 49 on the list?
Oh my God.
It's Nana.
So I love that. Another one, I took a note of it. Another one is like, where is it? Is Jujutsu Kaisen your favorite show? Take this quiz and find out. Who the fuck are you to tell me if it's my favorite show?
And questions will be like, which kind of pasta would you eat?
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah, which kind of pasta?
And it's like, I guess Yuji is my favorite character? How did this happen?
You're way ahead of me because that is 100% what we're about to do.
That's always what happens with BuzzFeed.
It's either what type of pasta would you eat or what type of pasta are you?
Like, currently.
Psych, you're Ichigo.
Yeah. Like, you're like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
You could convince me that BuzzFeed is run entirely by the world's dumbest AI and I would believe you.
Yeah. So I have two quizzes. One is from Quiz Expo, titled Amazing Anime Quiz for Real Anime Fans.
Okay, only so you're going to ask me questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Only 33% of people can pass.
Oh, so you say there was 33 questions.
No,
and I was like, well, there goes everything I wanted to talk about today.
Only 33 people can pass, it says.
So only 33 total.
It's like
the Mormons going to heaven.
33% of people can pass this. Only.
Okay.
Would you like to start?
Sure, why not?
Okay, question one. Where'd it go? Here we go. Start quiz. Keep in mind, only 33% of people can pass it.
I'd like to think I'm in the 33rd percentile of anime knowledge.
Here's question one.
Okay.
It says, let's begin with an easy question and play along at home if you'd like.
Yeah, listen, pause or something. I don't know. It probably will take me a little while to answer. Yeah, can you beat me? There's the real question. Yeah.
Here we go. Let's begin with an easy question. Who is the Pokemon anime's main character? It's multiple choice. Here we go.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Ash Ketchum. Wait. Don't answer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Misty, Pikachu, Light Yagami.
See, here's my thing. Would Light Yagami need to know the name of your Pokemon, or could he just write Pikachu?
That's why, because of course this is too easy.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's talk about Light Yagami starring in Pokemon for a second.
Imagine, you're like, go, max level Charizard.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's like, yeah, bitch.
Like,
what
you fool. Like,
just eating a potato chip right on the other side.
Charizard drops dead.
Yeah, it's like not faint, like full heart attack.
Yeah, it's just like, what did you do? And it's like, you're about to receive a call. And he's like, Mom? And it's like, honey, I just started feeling...
I don't feel good. It's like, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Take the money.
Yeah. Take the badge, Jesus. So is your answer Light Yagami?
Yes, my answer is Light Yagami.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Next.
I would argue that Pikachu's the main character, but I don't know. Maybe I'm controversial.
Wrong. Ash Ketchum, apparently.
Really.
Debatable.
But did Ash Ketchum literally fight Deoxys? No. Like, it's Pikachu.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Pikachu. 100% Pikachu.
Yeah. Carries the show. I mean, people aren't buying Ash Ketchum plushies.
Yeah. That's
like,
true.
It's fucking... Who's ever selling the most merch, that's the main character.
Yeah, 100% true. Number two, a girl searches for magical objects to fulfill her wish. Which is this anime? One Piece, Dragon Ball, Fairy Tail, Naruto.
A girl searches for magical objects.
A girl.
One Piece?
That's your answer?
No, One Piece, Fairy Tail.
Fairy Tail, Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Well, Fairy Tail's the only thing that would fill that. It would be Lucy Harfilia.
Let's see.
It could be Bulma with the dragon.
Dragon Ball, and they used Kefla as the image.
What?
Moving on.
Dragon Ball hasn't been about finding the Dragon Balls for like 2.5 decades.
You, if someone's like, I want to get into Dragon Ball, what's it about? You're not saying, oh, it's about a girl looking for magical Dragon Balls. Items.
What? No. They literally, in the most recent movie, they were just like, oh, we need to make a wish. Oh, good. Hey, Bulma, do you have the Dragon Balls? And she was like, yeah, I'll scrounge them up.
How's it feel to know that you're an anime, a professional anime creator?
I'm not in the 33%.
You're not in the 33%?
I'm not in the 33%. God damn it.
Here we go. Here's an easier one. What kind of actually, I don't know if this is an easier one.
Okay.
What kind of wizard is Lucy in the fairy tale anime?
Okay.
Ice wizard, sky wizard, celestial wizard, fire wizard.
Celestial wizard, I believe.
Let's see. Nick's not fucking around now. Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No jokes.
Yeah, because Natsu's fire, gray is ice, and air wizard, sky wizard? I don't even, is Urza sky wizard? I don't think she's a sword wizard. She's a transformation wizard. I do not. I haven't watched I haven't watched it like 10 years.
I have no idea. Urza's a crop top wizard, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, like one of her things is like bandages and swords.
Yeah.
And then she's got like big ass like armor sets and everything. She's actually sick.
Yeah.
Urza's my favorite character in that show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I'm going to go with, I would show the camera. Who is he? Is the real question. That is Kakarot D. Luffy.
Nice. Let's see.
Oh, what are my answers?
Vegeta, Goku, Ash, Pikachu.
And Pikachu. They were like, I know two anime. Yeah. Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball and Pokemon. I'm gonna go with Goku, sir.
Goku. I could see a dad thinking that's Ash.
Same color of hair.
Yeah, base form.
Okay, I thought the next question was about Goku again. I was like, is this only Dragon Ball? What are we doing here?
The next one's equally easy. Okay. Which of the following characters does the Gum Gum pistol attack belong to? Black Butler, Chobits. Do you know what Chobits is?
Black Butler?
Black Butler.
That's not.
Is that a character?
That's a show.
Is that not a man?
It's a show about a man, but his name isn't Black Butler. He has a completely separate name.
Is it not? He's not the titular Black. What's his name?
Titular, it's like some devil name. I think it's like Lucifer. He's literally a devil.
Okay.
But I don't remember his name. Black Butler is an interesting watch because like it was supposed to be a yaoi between like a full grown man and a child.
Jesus.
And you can tell at moments that it absolutely was supposed to be that. His name is literally Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Yeah. Like, what? Who does the gum fruit belong to? The entirety of Black Butler?
Black Butler.
Yeah, it's CL and Sebastian.
Who's Chobits?
I don't know.
What's Chobits?
Chobits? Let me see how it's spelled.
Chobits.
Never even once have I heard that word.
Chobits is a show.
Why are they saying... That looks like just 90s nonsense.
Yeah. It looks like what's the show Hamtaro is in? Do you know Hamtaro?
Are you talking about the
hamster?
The little hamster? Yeah, it kind of does look
it looks like that.
Yeah.
It's
one of those shows that's just like insanely popular in Japan and just not outside of Japan.
No, for sure.
It's like Hamtaro's there's a whole mobile huge. Game. There's a whole like mobile game market in Japan.
Like, it's like what's the girl in the back of your phone case? It's like that.
Kuromi.
Yeah, Kuromi. It's like one of those where you see her everywhere, but like okay. Black Butler, Chobits, Titan. Don't even ask. We're moving past it. Or Monkey D. Luffy. Answer. We've been on this question too
Luffy,
long.
God, what Titan? The They're like, oh, how do we make this easy?
The one they attack on, you know?
How do we make this easy? Oh, I don't know. Have three of the answers not be fucking characters? Like, what?
Here we go. Here's like, I might not get this one.
Okay.
Naruto has different types of modes. Do you know what is the name of this mode?
Okay.
Broken English.
Is it a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. It's a Sage of Six Paths mode. Okay. It's actually not. That's a fan art. That is fan art. Yep.
It's cool looking.
That's a fan art of his Sage of Six Paths mode. Like if he was to become Hagoromo, but that's his Sage of Six Paths.
Okay. We'll do Sage of Six. Correct. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I think this was like a project made by somebody practicing English.
This one says, he is Light Yagami. He is the main character of blank anime.
I'm going to go with, I think we established it was Pokemon, right?
You don't want to say Dragon Balls?
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Balls?
These balls it's on your Death Note, apparently.
One Piece.
Yep.
Fuck. Nick spitting bars.
It's what I do best, baby. We are in my bag.
The options are One Piece, Fairy Tail, Death Note, Dragon's Balls.
Dragon's Balls. I'm going with Death Note, sir.
Okay. Let's see.
I can't believe I got the fucking Dragon Ball one wrong. So wild to me.
So funny.
Yeah.
This picture is from which of these famous anime? It's fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's Spirited Away.
I also couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. Spirited Away. Spirited Away. There's like a witch in both Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away, so I get them mixed up sometimes.
For listeners only, it's just a big old fucking witch. And
it's the witch with a huge wart on her face and like all of the hair, and then the main character of Spirited Away, whose name I completely forget.
I know. I know her name.
Yep. I know the Dragon Boy is Haku.
Haku.
Yep.
And then...
That's a sick name.
Not San. That's Mononoke. It's Chihiro. It's Chihiro.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Which of these characters is the Ouran High School Host Club anime's main character? Now, I'm not going to...
This is a question for you, not me.
It's pictures. It's four pictures. I'm not going to show you them. I'm going to describe them. I'll say the names. How about that?
It's been like 2 decades since I've seen Ouran High School. Like, I haven't seen it since it came out.
Do you want me to say the names or do you want me to describe them?
You can describe them.
Okay. One. I'm going to say the names.
Okay.
I'll say the names.
Thank you.
Which of them is the main character of Ouran High School?
Yes.
Light Yagami.
Okay.
Naruto Uzumaki.
Knows five anime.
It's just photos, so they don't even give me the names.
Gotcha.
So is it Light Yagami, Naruto Uzumaki, Monkey D. Luffy,
okay,
or middle school girl?
Probably the middle school girl. Sure? I don't think it's any of the big three.
These are the pictures.
It's actually a boy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a boy.
He's in pink.
Oh, baby.
How am I supposed to know who the boy and girl is?
You haven't seen Ouran Host High School Club.
No.
Ouran High School Host Club. That's what it is. You haven't seen it?
No.
With your fandom?
He's in pink with pink little hair clips.
Yeah. Traps, baby. They've been around forever.
Wow.
I cannot believe your fandom has never got you to watch that. Danny, that is the most up your alley. You would...
Listen, I got Your Lie in April's on the docket. Full Metal's next.
Just a movie.
Is it?
I would sneak Ouran High School in? Like in. I keep messing it up, but I would sneak that in before Full Metal.
Wow.
Because your fan.
But I'd rather watch your. I'd rather watch your Metal Host Iron.
Your metal Alchemist High School.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's not good. It's not a good show. But
Full Metal?
No. Full Metal is a masterpiece.
Oh, gotcha. Ouran
Host High School Club is. It's fun. It is
right,
fun.
Right.
Incredibly gay. And that's why your fandom will adore it if you watch it.
Maybe I'll check it out. I got that. I really want to do Kaguya-sama. Like, the hype has gotten to me. Everyone keeps saying Kaguya-sama is like a fucking masterpiece of romance.
Just four seasons of overthinking. It's not a masterclass of romance. It's fun. It's a fun show.
It usurped fucking Full Metal on my anime.
It did. Which is...
When I was like, what is this?
It's insane that happened. Yeah. And to this day, I'm still blown away. It's just if overthinking was an anime.
I guess so.
And like incredibly good OPs. Like the Chika Chika dance came from Kaguya-sama.
I don't know. Can you do it?
You know what the Chika dance is?
No, what's that?
You know about the kid
boy.
Who's doing the Chika dance?
Nick's standing up. Nick's taking off his clothes now.
There's a kid on TikTok who does the Chika dance every single day until he gets a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
And he recently just hit 1,000 days and everyone was really excited for him. And so we're all like, see you at 2,000, man. Yeah. Like, we'll be right there with you.
Do it.
So I don't know how to do the Chika dance.
Give me a taste.
What's wild is this kid's been doing it for like almost 1,100 days, still not very good at it. I have no standards to go by here.
Have you seen, speaking of dances, the activity, do you know RRR?
RRR, the Indian movie. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Way too long.
I haven't seen it either. Way too long. Agreed. At the Oscars, they like were announcing it because it won Best Music.
Yeah.
And they were like, now presenting the dance that's been sweeping the nation that people have been breaking out in the middle of theaters doing on TikTok. And I'm like, oh shit, what is this dance? It's crazy. They proceeded to show me the most fucking complex series of dance moves.
Yeah, it's like a choreographed 30-person dance for 2.5
minutes. It's like a fucking backflip into a split and then the dance happens.
And they're like everyone's doing it. If you can't do this, you're a fucking loser.
The dance move sweeping the nation. Yeah. And then like 6 bones like pop out of
Gainer off like a 30-foot ledge.
Okay, 5 more questions.
Oh God, we're still doing this.
Do you know what kind of person Naruto is? A ninja. Wait, don't answer. A knight. A samurai. A tree surgeon. Take your time.
A what? A tree surgeon?
I said knight, I believe. Oh, yes, a tree surgeon.
A tree surgeon. Yes. Is that what we call lumberjacks nowadays?
Tree surgeon.
Like, what the
No, the tree surgeons are the ones that come in after lumberjacks and put the tree back
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to fix you. You're going to be okay. There's
yeah,
whispering
to it. He can't hurt you any longer.
I'm going to go with ninja, sir. I like to kind of lock that one in.
Yeah, that's a lock. I think there's a huge demographic.
You're telling me a third of people couldn't beat this quiz? Like two out of three people are just like, I don't know if that is that Goku or Light Yagami.
Okay, we're gonna do this one faster. Here's a picture. It's a green-haired man with three swords.
Zoro.
What's his name?
Yeah, that's incredibly easy.
Yep.
They've seen four anime.
They've seen four and or in high school.
Yep.
Do you know this couple is from which of these anime?
I love, once again, just they're practicing English.
It started off good though. I like couldn't suss out that. It wasn't English.
Yeah, and then it just...
Do you know this couple is from which of these anime?
And let me see this couple.
I'm
assuming it's Bulma. I'm already... No, wow!
This one's hard.
Kirito and Asuna.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that?
Well, but the question...
That's
the
Jessica Online on the right.
Yeah, that's Jessica Online and the Christopher Sword.
Yes. Oh, Christopher would have been a good name for Kirito. I mean, it's close enough as is.
Why would that be a good name?
I don't know. It just kind of like gives Chris energy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to not yes and you on our
podcast. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, literally not even knowing the rules of improv.
This cat is one of the cute characters of blank anime. It's a big school bus that's also a cat.
It's the cat bus from My Neighbor Totoro.
Are you sure it's not from Kirito and Asuna?
It's from the show Kirito and Asuna. Their well-known, self-titled show, Kirito and Asuna.
Why is this falling apart? It's like this guy had 30 minutes to put this together.
I don't know, we need a 14th question.
Stretch.
He's got a gun to his head, like, I need a quiz. Only a third of people can answer.
L in Death Note anime is a girl.
Just yes or no?
Just give me an answer.
Is it just yes or no?
Just answer.
No. Nope.
It's not, there's no question mark. It's a period.
It's just
L in Death Note is a girl.
Is a girl.
How do you
I'm
feel about that?
I mean, I never saw his cock, so I don't fucking know.
True or false?
I'm going to go with false, sir.
That's so good. Okay.
Is that the last one?
Do you know the name of this character? I almost don't.
Sophie from Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, I was almost did.
It's my favorite movie of all time,
almost
so
good.
Very easy.
All right, we're done. Now you can take over the podcast.
I'm in the first... Wow, guys. Thanks.
Wow.
Round of applause for Danny. That's the work he did for the week. That was him getting ready.
I'm so happy I did this.
That was fantastic. If you guys want us to do a quiz or a ranking thing...
Send us quizzes, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Send us quiz or... Yeah, like obviously, like we're always open to questions. I mean, that's a big part of our love letters thing. But if you guys want to see us like do... favorite old ladies in anime based on who we'd like to break the spine of then
old
we'll
ladies
do that. Yeah that we'd like to break the spine of okay. You know just like you ever just like a knee bone
crack them yeah.
Yeah to an old lady yeah
like a nice fucking Louisiana crawdad
exactly yeah,
crack them in half and
just
suck
take
it out
off. Exactly I think
hey,
my
mom.
Top old lady that I would like to suplex in anime probably goes
yeah save for the quiz my guy
I guess I was gonna say the mage in Howl's Moving Castle and then the Witch of the Waste also from Howl's Moving Castle.
I feel like you could, is it age or do they have to look old? Cause like fucking Docky's like 1,000.
Docky?
From Demon Slayer with the
Docky. Ribbons. She's 113.
She's 100. That shouldn't know the exact.
I'm sorry. You want to know why I know the exact?
It's
because there was discourse over Docky.
I know.
Because everyone was like, damn, Docky's hot. And they were like, you can't say that. And everyone was like, she's 113 years old. And everyone was like, but she changed at 13. And I was like, ah, yes.
It's also not like. Unless a character, like when you're goofing about anime.
Yeah.
Unless a character, one, like, looks like a child. Like,
yeah.
Animators know the difference between drawing a child
and
drawing
an adult woman. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they know what they're doing. If that, either A, it's that, where it's like, toff. Like, don't fucking be sussing
damn.
Over toff.
Like,
yeah.
No, like, clearly
or
a child.
Or B, if Docky walks out and it's like, hi, I'm Docky, I'm 13.
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Eyes into the camera like you better fucking not.
Who fucking, you coming at me and be like, Docky's 13. Why'd you look it up?
Yeah.
Like, you don't come at me, you fucker. Like, you had the same idea I did.
I don't watch anime with Google up being like, it was the same thing happened with One Piece where there was like this, there's this like mermaid princess in the Fishman Island. And I was like, pink hair, like a mermaid princess. She is 45 feet tall. Wow. Like, just wears a bikini. I was like, Fucking, yep. And everyone was like, she's 16. And I was like, how would I know?
Exactly. It's like the same with like, I mean, no one ever gets mad when people thirst over Zuko. And it's because we've all kind of like acknowledged that we've aged him up to like an 18 and we all crushed on him when we were children. Exactly. Like, you know,
it's funny because you do get greenlit into that. Because like, I think Avatar actually did a very good job of like being like, these kids are this age and they're going to fucking look this age.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the weirdest thing to me in anime is like, Katara looks 13-ish.
Yeah.
Aang looks 12. Like, and they should. Like, you look at like, Akame ga Kill. You know an Akame ga Kill.
Wait. You have to, for people, or not audio Akame ga only.
Kill, I'm sorry.
For
Future Diaries.
For audio only listeners, they need to know it's only fair you tell them that you were about to mention your tattoos.
I was about to mention my tattoos.
Nick was looking at his tattoos to find the name of the anime. Yes. So if you have your bingo card.
Fucking that's, I think that might be the first one. I think we'll, or like Nick commits like career suicide should be like one of the free spaces as well.
Our cold open was you not being an everyman, I'll say.
I could have been worse. There's definitely things I, like, let's be real. There's other things I could have dipped my toes into.
You talking about how you make four times the amount of this Cash App, dude? It's
five times. Yeah. Anyway. Listen, you pull up your Cash App and you're like, this is how much money I made this week, 30 seconds into our conversation.
Yeah, I feel get ready for me to unzip my pants if you're going to show me your dick.
Exactly. If we're doing the measuring contest, I'll pull them out.
Yeah.
But like, only because you're standing in with it, like, it's in your hand.
Yeah.
You know? But no, so it's always very interesting to me. I just think, like, as anime, like, either, like, I don't know. And people have talked about this, like, they don't need to be in high school.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, that's the thing. But, like, people need to realize, and this is, it's a very American ideology being, like, why are they always in high school? It's, like, because shonen's not made for you. Like, that's the thing. Like, people don't realize how big the market for shonen in Japan in a specific, like, 6 to 13 or 6 to 18 range is.
Right.
Like, that's where they're making the majority of their bread.
Well, to be fair, like, there's so many reasons to put shonen in high schools.
Yeah.
Like, one, it's like you said, demographic-wise, you hit truly everybody. You get, like, actual teens.
Yeah.
And then most of these are violent as fuck, so you get adults, too.
Being like, this is sick.
And that's also why most of them have giant boobs, because they're like, here's a little, we won't make it look like a teenager, like this and
something
that.
For you, yeah.
But also, in terms of, like, narrative, like, devices, a high school is such a great setting where it's like, okay, you have challenges baked in, like superhero high school.
Mm-hmm.
Every semester, we have, like, an excuse to do a tournament.
Of course.
Like, free tournament once a semester.
We get our one tournament. It's like your one phone call.
Yeah, meanwhile, if it's, like, something like Bleach or whatever, well, Bleach is, like, a society, but something like Chainsaw Man, it's, like, if they want to do a tournament, they got to contrive a reason there's, like, rules and games and shit.
Ironically, JJK just went through this.
Well, like, but JJK is a high school.
But no, but the thing is, the tournament is now outside of the high school. And they had to set up an insane amount of, like, information to, like, be like, this is how the tournament is working.
Exactly.
It wasn't just, like, in the beginning of JJK when it was, like, the Kyoto school.
Yeah.
It was the Kyoto school versus the Tokyo school.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is sick. I love watching other schools battle against each other.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that it's like, you also get the benefit of like, okay, you're introduced to this high school. It's like 15 to 30 interesting, unique characters.
Yeah.
And on top of that, now you're like, once you get comfortable with all those characters and they're like, we're going to meet another school. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, that's hype.
You're like, they must be also really cool. And then they are. And like, it's like, we're also getting Shiketsu coming back right now in the MHA manga. And it's like Shiketsu in the East, UA in the West. And like, seeing that collaborative thing is really cool. And also, I think like high school as a way of telling a story is something a lot of people can relate to, because most people have been to high school.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
like the
exactly.
overwhelming majority of people like have been to high school. Yeah. Like, if it was in college or if it's in like a workplace, a lot of people can't relate to that because a lot of people haven't been through that.
Yeah.
So like, you can relate to a high school setting and it brings you back to like those days.
Yeah.
Not saying I look back at like high school being like, damn, I miss being bullied, but like it is like, I can relate to the things that like went on in high school.
Right. Do you think?
Yeah.
Quick interview. That must be nice.
Yeah, right.
Quick interview tangent. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a shift being made right now from like, right when we had Naruto, Naruto's like 12, One Piece, Luffy's like 13 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, Gon's a child.
Luffy is 17 in part one, I think.
No, he is not.
Yes.
No, he isn't.
I believe Luffy is 17 in part one and 19 in part two.
No. How old is Luffy?
99% sure.
Season one. let's see, 7 when we first meet him. That doesn't count. Hold on, chill.
Child.
Chill.
And he's stabbing his eye.
All right, in Alabasta. 19 after time skip. What time skip?
2-year time skip around episode 400.
No way he's 19. That's hype. I dig that.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I mean, he's a pirate.
That's cool. Also, no, I dig that. Okay, but I was going to say, though, do you think there's a shift being made right now from, like, child shonen protagonists to, like, upper teen to, like, 20, like, Yuji, like, 19 or something? I think, like, Denji is also... Oh, wait, Denji's, like, 17.
Denji is under 20.
Denji's underage because of Himeno and that. But the thing is, though, like, right, that's part of his, like, arc, kind of, is, like... the sexual assault situation, like his love
life. We've all been there, you know? Every character arc, yeah.
But like everyone else in Chainsaw Man is in their 20s. Like,
and they've been in like the public sector for a long time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. He's supposed to come in innocent.
Yeah, they're all in their 20s. What was the one I said? Denji, like, or Yuji. Jujutsu Kaisen. They're
around
all
18, yeah.
Yeah, they're all like... older than like the usual like 12 to 15 that we used to get.
Yeah, I think honestly it has shifted a little bit, but not like far. I think the best example honestly isn't like what we're talking about right now. It's like things like Kaiju number 8. Where
it's a full ass adult, like
he's
a 30
like in
year
his
old.
Mid-30s.
Yeah. Which is exciting to see. Like that's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's more because the population of anime enjoyers is aging.
Yeah.
And I think like
and broadening. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So like a better catch all and B to make a better, like a more reaching audience. I feel like that's a big thing as well. Because like a lot, like a more American audience definitely leans closer to the idea of like an older MC.
Right.
And so I think that's why we're seeing that shift, but I don't think it's so significant. Like, obviously, we're not seeing the 12-year-olds anymore. Like,
yeah.
Asta's 15, Deku's, like, 16, 17. Like, it's not 12 anymore. It's, like, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Will that continue? I don't think so.
Really?
I think
it'll go back?
I think the cap will be, like, 18, 19. Wow. I think, like, it's always going to be, like, second or third years in high school.
Right.
Because, like, I just don't think you can ever separate, like, anime as a whole from like the high school thing.
Yeah.
Like I think it's always going to be a part of it. Like maybe there'll be a shift to college and university, but like it's once again it's just less relatable.
No, I agree. I think like high school, like you said, everyone mostly has been, and it's just like every college is so different.
Yeah.
And like most of the time you're like not doing classes. Mm. But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And that's not the only example. Like there is like definitely there is a shift.
Yeah.
I think Sakamoto Days is a really popular manga right now. It's got an older MC. So I definitely think there is like an actual shift, which is cool to see. But at the same time, like, I just think the American anime and manga enjoyer need to realize not the only market, not even the biggest market.
Yeah.
You know, like by a long shot.
I think the individual needs to realize.
Yeah. Like
not
made for
everything
you.
Is like, like, and I feel that. Like, yeah, there's like manga or like anime, like Jujutsu Kaisen's kind of like that, where like, until you make me double down and get mad about Jujutsu Kaisen, like, I am willing to be like...
Completely you, by the way.
Yeah.
Haven't said a thing.
I know.
Haven't said a... You're your own worst enemy.
Getting fired up.
I love it.
But there's like anime where I like is wicked popular and I'm like... That's just not for me. And not everything needs to be, you know? Like, I'm not going to be like, this needs to stop getting funding.
Yeah, you're like, I mean, that's like kind of how I do have like that crusade. like, I'm like that way for, what is it? Reincarnated. No.
He needed to not have funding?
I want jobless reincarnation defunded.
Wow.
I want it gone.
Wow.
I want it gone because it's like the Issa, everyone's like, this is the greatest Issa guy of all time. Character development is incredible. The main character marries his underage second cousin in the end.
Oh, that's fair. You have like a legal battle, like...
Literally, he SAs his underage second cousin. Everyone's like, oh, if you ignore the incest in the SA, it's completely fine. I'm like... My capacity for ignoring things is apparently much lower than yours.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying because everyone's like, who's the greatest isekai of all time? And I was like, I don't give a shit how good the fight animation is or any of that. Like, you can't, like, there's certain aspects. Like, I saw the scene. I was like, nope, out. Done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I just, like, I can't do it anymore.
There's so much anime you don't need to, like, enjoy? You know? Yeah.
Goblin Hunter or whatever, fucking Redo as a healer. Just all of these things. The second you start being like, ooh, how do we do character development? You're like, oh, sexually assault women? I'm like, fuck off, I'm out. Like, yeah. I just, like, there's so many better ways to be like, hey, the bad guys are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Other than, like, dipping into, like, the good old trauma pen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We just don't need it. Like, there's so many, like very enticing and very convincing bad guys. And, like, that was one of, like, the things that I disliked about the second season of SAO is that, like, Kaiba or whatever his name was, not Kaiba, whatever, the guy who made the video game.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, evil because he made SAO and he was, like, detached from reality. He was like, I wanted a castle in the sky. You guys are just going to be my pawns. Like, you wanted, like, a god complex.
Right,
and then,
right.
Actually, it wasn't even him. It wasn't him who did it. But, like, the bad guy in the second season just, like, basically sexually assaults Austin. And I was like, all right.
Jeez.
Like, I wanted to see him get beat up anyways. Yeah. Like, he was a shitbag to begin with. We didn't need to heap this on there.
No, for sure.
So, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I have a story.
Okay.
Since we're talking about doubling down and women, this is actually a really good time to do this. I am not embroiled in a beef in TikTok right now. But I am embroiled in one of the more interesting people throwing stones at the house in a while.
Okay.
So I got a DM a couple days ago by Libby Rule Art is her tag. She's incredible.
Okay,
She's this girl does fantastic art. She used to do, so the posters behind you, the Ombu poster and the Sakura one.
Right.
So how I found her is one day she like had a TikTok where she was showing those off, like the World War II like style posters, propaganda posters in the world of Naruto. I was like, those are sick. Send me them immediately.
Yeah.
After that, I fell in love with her artwork, and I was like, can you draw my PFPs and all that? And we've been, like, friend, like internet friends for a while.
Did she do our... is this the girl who did the otaku?
No, that's Kat. That's Kat. She did... Kat's done all my other stuff. Also fantastic. But, so Libby DMs me, and she's like, there's a guy by the name of... I have to look this up.
Oh, boy.
By the name of... I think it's Blue...
We're doxing him right here.
Yeah, it's Blue something. oh, I didn't write it down, man. His name was, Blue Forces. This is my best boy, by the way. This is my transition to best boy.
Okay.
Blue Forces.
Your best boy is doxing a man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's like, how dare you, I made a video like 6 months ago being like, I think MHA, as like one of the leading anime currently, I would like to see better character development out of the female characters.
Oh, I see.
I think like
going,
what we've gotten in terms of character arcs has been Ida, yeah, Bakugo, Shoto, and Deku.
Is this Blue Boy a creator?
Yeah.
Or just a guy? Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah. Look at like a substantial following. 300,000 followers.
I'm weirdly more comfortable calling out a creator than just a random
comment. Just a random dude just being like, I don't like you. But
I was like, we don't have to summon people on some random dude. Just block them. But
yes, getting doxed.
I gotcha.
But no, so... And usually, I mean, I get yelled at all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like my job to get yelled at. And so he's making this video, and I'm like crying in MHA. He's like, how dare you cry at MHA? You said you didn't like the show. Like all these things. Like, and then like he was like, oh, how, like you can't change. Like, don't change up now. And I was like, I've always enjoyed MHA.
Yeah.
Never said I didn't enjoy
MHA.
I love MHA. I make a lot of videos about MHA. And he started taking the comments from the people who on that video were like, I also would love to see like better character development out of the female characters in MHA, like Libby Art, like Libby Rule Art, and like being like comment, like added them all in the video description being like, this individual person said this, what do you think now? Going through all of my comments, everybody who said a negative thing about MHA just being like, fuck you, going down the list, like incredible people who just like left a comment on a video 6 months ago, and it's just, 3 or 4 videos in a row just being like, don't talk about MHA. It's too late for you. And just,
like,
so I love it. It's so much fun.
Like, to what end? What is his goal? It's not like MHA is this underdog anime.
Yeah.
It's 6 seasons in. Like, I almost, if it was like, I get sometimes the defensiveness.
Of course.
In terms of like, right?
I mean, I don't because I shit on Naruto more than anybody, but yeah.
But that's different, right? So I get the defensiveness in certain situations where it's like Chainsaw Man, right? I brought up a few episodes ago where there was like this very small petition that won't go anywhere that was like...
Oh, for somebody else to do reanimated.
And never. I get in that scenario, I was like almost defensive because I'm like, okay... Only one season is out.
Yep.
I don't know how successful that season was.
Very.
Very, thankfully.
Like, the most successful anime in, like, the last 6 years.
Yeah, like, but at the time, like, one season's out, and I loved it. Like, one of my favorite anime in recent memory. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, this small, growing, like, following being like, we don't like it, and we want that to stop. So,
yeah.
Again, that scenario, there's, like, defensiveness where it's like, fuck, I like this thing. I don't want this other crowd getting them to stop making that thing I love.
Of course, yeah.
We're six seasons into one of the biggest shonen episodes. Like, who cares? Let people fucking criticize whatever. Yeah. And then also, if you can't handle people criticizing something you love, you don't love it as much as you think you do.
Exactly.
If you're insecure that they'll convince you. Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you're afraid they'll sway you on, like, not liking it, then you don't like it that much.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Like, you talk shit about Naruto all you want, it'll still be my second favorite anime of all time. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen Hunter x Hunter. You think you need to watch the first 40 episodes to get into it. I could give a shit. It's my favorite anime of all time. I know it's a masterpiece. Like, I just don't, like, and just, like, I, like, shoot your shots at me. But, like, if you're gonna go at, like, my mutuals or just
that's
in
whack.
My comments,
that's insane.
Being like, hey, you're right, I agree. Like, just such psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
It was wild. So that's my best boy.
That's so weird.
Right?
I like
it's so weird.
That's hype. That's like
to have this so much vitriol in your system that you went through and like made a list of everyone. And you're like, he's switching up. How dare you make that comment? Because they haven't said anything else about MAJ. He's like, Julia Stunt said it. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
She probably still holds the same opinion. We're talking about me here, G.
Who cares? There's such a weird like need for creators to like love a thing you love too.
Yes.
Like, it's so weird whenever a creator like comes out with like an opinion contrary to like popular opinion of like a movie or a show or something, and it's just like people are pissed. Like, people are livid. It's like, don't put all your trust in one person's opinion.
Go see the movie.
Go see a movie. Yeah. Go enjoy a thing if you enjoy it. Yep. Like, that's so funny.
You think I let people telling me for years that Michael Bay's movies aren't good sway my love of Michael Bay movies? No, I watched them again. If you're not going to watch it, I'll watch it for the both of us. I'll give it two streams. That and Adam Sandler. You kidding me? You know what? Adam Sandler is one of the most streamed people on Netflix. Well, one, because he's from New England.
It's because of you.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say me. Well, like, also because if you're from New England, if there's ever somebody famous from New England, you're, like, obligated to watch everything they're in. It's like Mark Wahlberg, John Cena, Adam Sandler, and we have to ride or die for every fucking thing they do. It's awful, but it's unfortunately the way that it goes.
Yeah.
So do you have a best boy this week?
My best boy, I'm trying to think.
BuzzFeed quizzes?
It might be BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, the guy with a gun to his head trying to make a quiz that only a third of people can pass.
I spent so much brain power finding this quiz. Mm-hmm. I feel like I saw like an episode or something of an anime this season or like this week.
Okay.
I saw Buddy Daddies. I'm
devastating.
Catching up. I haven't seen it. I'm not caught up. I hear it's getting very sad.
So sad. Me and Dorothy watch it again. Full. I could do the thing every week where I was like, me and Dorothy watched Buddy Daddies and cried.
Jeez.
Like, it's just every week. I mean, the past 2 weeks.
It's been good. You're winning me over. And it's because I haven't seen Spy Family in so long, but like, I am like, man, Buddy Daddies is pretty good. It's a pretty good show.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, though.
Yeah, well, not with media.
That's fair. Yeah, I just forget it exists. That's what I love about being a content creator, though, is that like people like will be in my comments and be like, did you see Attack on Titan's new episodes coming out? And I'll be like, I forgot Attack on Titan existed for 6 months.
I know. Attack on Titan is taking like the Boruto route of like making sure I'm not hyped for every new iteration.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, cool. An hour every 6 months.
Nice.
Sick. How exciting.
I'm locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I do have a best boy.
Okay, please.
My best boy is Cubes. I'm glad you asked, Nick.
Okay. I'm genuinely curious.
Have you noticed?
Cubert?
Have you noticed? Cubert isn't even a cube, Nick. Get real.
Yeah, but like,
get serious, please.
Cubert's best boy would be Cubes. Because
he hops on him?
Because he loves him.
He does.
It's literally his job.
Yeah, he do be loving Cubes.
That's an incredibly niche and old people reference. If you got that, we're too old.
That's no worse than the shit I pull up. Like Hamtaro. That was my
Hamtaro
thing
is,
today.
We don't even know what it's from. It's one of those things where the icon
is like
is
Ham
more,
Ham or something, right?
Well, like, you know those like moments where the icon is significantly more iconic than the thing it comes from?
Yeah.
Like a Dragon Ball.
He's from Hamtaro.
Okay.
He's the titular Hamtaro.
Hamtaro.
Yeah.
He is Jessica online.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Have you ever noticed that the sign of good animation nowadays, and I'm not discrediting anyone, I'm not making fun of anything.
I know exactly where you're
going. I agree.
This. Yep.
It's low detail cubes.
I don't get it.
It's things
either.
Turning into cubes.
It's the pain fight is what started it.
Is it?
It is. It is absolutely 1,000% the Pain fight.
That's great. I would have thought Studio Bones was at the forefront of it because they, My Hero has a lot of cubing.
So I'm just, I guess I'm saying it's a Pain fight because that's the earliest circumstance I can think of the cubing happening. Mm. I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't love it.
No.
I don't hate it either, yeah. though. So here's my thing. The Pain fight is very, divisive.
Yeah.
Because
it looks bad.
Objectively, it looks awful. But it also looks so terrible, it's really fun. And people say that it was done that way to, like, show how fast they were moving. Like, it was a directorial. Like, and I don't know, because it's so bad.
Well, it's almost as if, do you know what smear frames are?
Sort of. It's when you skip a frame in the middle to make motion?
No. It's so... In between, like, keyframes, which are, like, key poses. Like,
gotcha.
You know, you wind up a punch, that's one keyframe. Mm-hmm. Finish the punch, that's the second keyframe.
Yeah.
And then you have animators doing the in-betweens. They'll do smear frames where, like, if you just pause in the middle of a fight, mm-hmm. you'll see, like, someone's head, just a big smear
gotcha.
Or something. Like, like the proportions are whack. Mm-hmm. But when you pause on it, it looks ridiculous.
But it's in meant motion, to give, like, fluid motion.
Yeah, in motion, it gives fluidity. It gives a lot of impact. All animation does it. Like, almost all 2D animation does it. Mm-hmm. The Pain fight is as if they replaced the keyframes with smear frames.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's so much silly-ass looking faces in it.
There's no point at which you can pause it, and it's not. It, like, they're, like, usually, like, you have to, like, try. You're like, oh, look how stupid that looks. The entire Pain fight is just, like, Pain's, like, face is a bean.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, he gets hit or
something.
He turns
into a swordfish at one point.
Yeah, like, there's so many, like, weird, and I don't know, like, I have to assume for my own mental health that it was on purpose. Because, look, why else would you make it look that bad? Like, it had to be willing. And now, like, there's kind of been this, like, motion where people are looking back at it and being like, I actually like the way it looks, and I'm kind of on that boat. Mm-hmm. But, like, this, the same thing happened. Like, Pain's, like, throwing cubes, and every time he punches something, it blows up into cubes. And, like, I can't tell if that's because it's laziness, because, like, it's significantly easier to draw 30 cubes as they break, as opposed to, like, a shit ton of, like, well-detailed rubble.
Right.
Like, throwing somebody through a building and it, like, blows up into cubes is way easier than, like being, like, glasses breaking, there's eye beams bending, all
that. I mean, it for sure is. And I wonder if they just, like, pulled the greatest con in history and of, like, being like, they're like, oh no, it's cooler. What? It's cheaper too? What a fun coincidence.
How chic, how thrift chic. Yeah.
It's like, it's literally like Super Saiyan. Like, you know how the Super Saiyan blonde hair form is because Toriyama's editor was like, I'm giving Goku a new form. And he was like, you should make him blonde so we can save on ink.
That's
because
so
it's just
funny.
White. I wonder if it's like that, where it's like, ooh, an iconic form that saves us funds.
How much money do you actually, I guess when you have to print like hundreds of thousands of copies, a little bit goes a long way.
Of like, just black.
Like, yeah, I guess just like
his whole
so
hair.
Much of it too.
Yeah.
Just, it's like a whole panel of
true,
hair.
I wonder if he showed him the design and he's like, we're not coloring
we
that.
We cannot afford that to be blue. Yeah. That is white.
He's like, he's blonde now.
Yeah, like that is an Aryan man, motherfucker. Yeah, no, so I definitely, because like MHA has gotten a lot of shit for its animation this season, but I think the last couple of episodes have looked very good. But the cubing thing,
Full Metal Alchemist has some of that a bit.
See, what's interesting about Full Metal though is that Full Metal is only the cubes when like Edward is like attacking somebody with a rock or something,
right?
And then like ride on it, like, also like. It's like Yamato's wood. And
Yamato's wood. Fucking Mob Psycho has big cube energy.
You're absolutely right.
BCE and Mob Psycho.
BCE.
Yeah, big cube energy, baby.
Like anytime like Mob like explodes something or like blows it up with his like.
It's always like an explosion with a bunch of cubes around like the core of the fire, and then they go.
I feel like it definitely is a stylistic choice, but we've also like kind of been gaslit into thinking it's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I am like now. I'm like. It's a little gimmicky now where I'm like, oh, cubes.
Yeah.
I'm going to see this on TikTok of best fucking, this
best,
is better than
best
Fate.
Best fight of all time.
Yeah.
Because Fate definitely doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, Fate is like every single frame, every single thing that's getting broken is animated.
Yeah.
It takes so long.
Yeah.
It's so much money.
UFO table, baby.
UFO table?
Different pronunciations of the same
UFO-table.
UFO table.
Yep, UFO table. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, do you want to do our flashback episode?
Yeah.
I have a flashback episode, so don't worry.
Oh, that one's news, right?
Yes.
I should have learned the terms. I also have one, so go on.
Okay, cool.
I don't have a love letter.
We got a Solo Leveling trailer.
Yeah, we did.
And it looks really good.
Here's the thing about Solo Leveling.
Please.
I now have
As a well-informed Solo Leveling fan, yeah.
As a Solo Levelist, if you will. I now have it, so I will read it.
You're basically Korean.
Yeah,
that's how you do it, actually. That's how you get it.
Yeah, that's like a green card. You just bring Solo Leveling across the border.
I have all five, and they're like, get in there. Go get some Donkey Key.
Go.
You're like, thank you. I'm going to the DMV.
Z. The DMZ. Yeah.
Go to the DMV.
The thing, the irony about Solo Leveling, and I haven't read it, as you know. Mm. So, like, maybe the fights are sick, and, like, I know a lot of people are like, I can't wait to see this shit get animated. It's gonna look so good. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I, like, already know what it's gonna look like.
Been.
Yeah.
Like, it's already been animated.
It's
like,
just gonna look like that, but move it.
It's this. Like, yeah, like, you could just throw in some smear frames.
Yeah.
Like, that, literally just tie done. These scenes to each other, and you're good.
That's the anime. That's why, like, when I read, like, I don't want to do Vinland Saga again. I want a new one. Like, but, like, when I read, like, Claymore, I'm like, man, like, I do want to check out how this fight looked in the anime, because it's, like, there's no color, it's not, like, it's hyper-detailed, but, like, just a few, like, keyframes, like,
yeah.
That, I know what the anime is going to look
like. Exactly, because, like, the colors have been there, the stylistic choices are probably going to be very similar. Mm. I think the same thing about, like, colored manga, but, like, you, like, whenever I see a colored manga, it's very different in the anime, because, like, the anime of, like, Naruto and the manga of Naruto don't look alike at all.
The colors are usually more, like, pastel-y in manga, yeah.
So, like, that is, like, absolutely, like, if you just, like, took every single, like, scene in Solo Leveling and then just, like, smash it together in a flipbook, that's probably what we're going to get.
Well, oh, sorry.
No, please.
Well, I was also just going to say that it's also, like, manga has more of, like, a hand-drawn kind of look.
Yeah.
So you're also like, oh, what would this look like cleaned up?
Yeah.
Like, the Chainsaw Man manga looks almost nothing like the anime.
Yeah.
This is, like, all digital. It's all clean.
It's already been done on like, a digital aspect, so it's already going to look like consuming it through a digital device.
Yeah, I'm the only one who would want this, but I was almost hoping that in that trailer, I'd see, like, they're like, yeah, this is what sets the anime apart. Like, the colors are kind of fucked. Or, like, different.
It's, like, all inverted Chainsaw or Man. Something. Yeah,
yeah. Like just something where it's like, oh, like, check out this weird music choice or something, but...
Well, I think the sound design will be really big because, like, making it ominous in... That's what I've realized is... And this has been going on in My Hero right now. Because I'm caught up with the My Hero manga. I've been reading it weekly. But I... Currently, they're going through, like, the end of the Vigilante arc with Deku right now. And I was reading through the manga and I was like, oh, this is really cute. Like, they're bringing it back into UA and all of that. Like, what a great moment. Like, Uchaku standing up there with a mic and she's being like, listen, like, let him rest. And I was like, this is nice. I'm happy everyone's coming together. I never cry over a manga.
Right.
I cry over anime.
Interesting.
Like, I'm rewatching these. Like, I know what happens. I know exactly how the My Hero manga plays out. I'm rewatching these moments in the anime and I see Uchaku up there and I'm fucking bawling because it's things like the sound design and like the projection of the voice and all that. Like, even if it does look similar, like, the artistic choices to bring it to life to me make it feel much more emotional.
I see that.
Yeah.
I do want to correct you real quick. It's Uchaku, not
what was I saying?
Uchaku.
Uchaku?
As if she's an otaku, like
otaku or like a Chaku taco?
Yeah.
Taku taco otaku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay. I'm sorry.
You get comments.
You got me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So that's all that matters. So I think that, like, regardless of, like, the artistic choices, I think, like, bringing it to life, like, bringing it off the page has, like, such a bigger emotional impact. But also, maybe I'm just a psychopath when I'm reading. Who knows?
No, interesting. So, I feel that. You won me over.
So you did like the trailer.
I like the trailer enough as someone who hasn't read the
thing. Are you going to try and read the books before you watch it? Or are you just going to be like, fuck it, I'm watching it?
I think, when's it come out? Like, next winter, right?
Is it that far out?
I think something is like, some trailer dropped recently and it was like, next winter. And I was like, fucking what?
Q1 2024. Yeah, next winter. Yikes.
I'll read it.
Yeah, you got some time. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to do, because it's being animated by... it's being produced by A1. I don't know who's animating it.
What language is it going to be in?
Oh, Japanese, for sure.
Gotcha. I thought it was Korean.
I mean, it's A1. Yeah, A1's a Japanese company.
Got you.
It would be crazy. I don't know. It would be cool if it wasn't Korean, though.
It's... Yeah. That would be cool. Like, I mean, Donghua, like, are Chinese.
Yeah.
But they're also made in China.
Exactly. So, yeah. So I was actually, I was watching the most recent episode of Blue Lock, and it's, like, them versus, like, the World 5 right now. Mm-hmm. Like, speaking of, like, other languages in anime, and it was, like, a Portuguese dude, a Brazilian guy, a bunch of other than, like, an English dude. And you could tell, for the English guy, they brought in an English voice actor. Mm-hmm. And for everybody else, it was just Japanese dudes.
Damn.
And it was Japanese dudes speaking in English in, like, a Spanish accent.
Whoa.
The funniest mishmash of, like, what they believe it should sound like of all time.
That's
funny.
It was,
like, very clearly, like, Japanese dudes who don't speak English trying to do a Portuguese accent to speak in English on a Japanese show. So fucking funny, dude. It was awesome. I loved it.
That's super funny.
And it was so weird because the dichotomy of just the English soccer player, just like perfect English, and everybody else is like, I know what you're doing. Yeah. And it's just like, what accent are we going for currently? Yeah.
I'm like in the same boat where it is such a weird like plus in my book if a like show or game gets the actual languages for the characters.
Right.
Like I have a great comparison where Tekken has like big roster of characters, video game, big roster of characters all from all around the world. And if you play someone from Brazil, they often speak Brazilian.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, the people from America, English, Japan, Japanese, and they're all like all sick. Like they feel very respectable for their countries. I don't know how good the voice acting is. Yeah. Like,
but that's the beauty of like watching it in sub. Like, yeah. I don't know how, like, this could be the worst line delivery of all time. I think it's sick.
Yeah, exactly. But it's super cool. Like when I like pick Miguel in Tekken and he's speaking Spanish, like that's hype.
Yeah.
But then Street Fighter has like a similar situation. Characters from all around the world just coming out in their most like racist stereotype.
Oh, actually?
All speaking English. Like you got like the Jamaican character like comes out with like a smile half the size of his head, shaking maracas and like dancing around.
Oh, I'm listening to Bob Marley.
Yeah, like.
When's the last time I'm going to do a Jamaican accent?
Good. that's for the best.
That's like, the last time we do that one. All right, we'll tuck that one away.
You got like E Honda, this big sumo coming out doing an accent I won't be doing.
Yeah. doing an accent I know better than Nick not to do. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, it's so cool. I don't know, it adds like an authenticity when they're like doing the actual.
Oh, actually like speaking the language, of course. Yeah. But at the same time, I'd rather
not. But at the same time, you had a lot of fun doing that accent.
Yeah, here I am asking for voice work to do a Jamaican guy. No, like I literally like, it's just like either get the actors or just have them speak Japanese.
Yeah, true.
Like if you're going to have Japanese dudes speaking English 100%. In a Portuguese accent, just have them speak Japanese.
100%.
Like I don't need that level of immersion because like honestly, if anything, it took me out of it. I was like, these are like the second they started talking, I was like, those are dudes in studios.
That sucks.
Like, you're watching Isagi. And you're like, oh my God, this is a soccer player. If he just started speaking broken English in a Japanese accent, you'd be like, that's a guy in a booth in his house. Like, I can hear his, like,
the echo.
I can like, hear the echo. I can hear his, like, kettle going off in the background. So that's all I have for flashback episode. Do you have anything news-wise?
We'll be very short. Speaking of trailers, a trailer for the new Pokemon anime not featuring Ash dropped.
Babe, this was my news, like, 2.5-3 weeks ago.
I think it was. I think the existence of the anime was your news.
Was that it?
The trailer just dropped.
Okay. And what? Okay. I guess I'm done. I haven't seen it. Does it look good?
It's okay. Let's move on.
Middle of the road.
This is not good podcast content.
There's two MCs, right?
There's two MCs, one boy, one girl.
Look at them, covering all the bases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting.
That's cool.
Wow.
Because like you said, Ash was never the main character. It was Light Yagami.
It was Light Yagami. In his death ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had to write your name on the ball, and if you got captured with it, you would die in the ball. Yeah, and then you would live in there, and that was the end of the story. You'd
like, might as well shoot somebody.
Just use the Glock.
Yeah.
Okay, love letter then.
Love letter.
My love letter is, what anime power system would you want?
Oh, let's go.
Pretty good one, right?
Is it power system or...
Power system.
Like, whole system, and then I want you to comment on, like, what, like, power system you'd want to be a part of, and then what power. So, like, Demon Slayer's power system, what breathing technique? Naruto's jutsus, what type? You know what
I mean? Gotcha. I would have to say, if I wanted a power system, I would probably go with Hunter x Hunter. Just because of the sheer amount of possibilities you can have with Hunter x Hunter. Like all of the different Nen specialties like allow you to basically be whatever it is you want to be. And while I would want to be a specialist because like the specialists are the best, I have a feeling people tell me I would be a manipulator, which makes me sad. Or a transmuter, which also makes me sad, even though Kilowall was a transmuter. I would want to be a specialist because like you get to do basically whatever you want. Like, right. There's people who can tell the future. There's people who can make wishes come true as specialists. There's people who can steal other people's, like, other Nen abilities. So I would want to be in Hunter x Hunter because of the sheer amount of things you can accomplish with it. Chakra is just like, oh, I made a fireball. I made lightning. I made wind. Okay, yeah. Cool. What am I gonna do with fireball?
Also, this is such a bitch.
You don't even, by the end of Naruto, you don't, that was actually... Those are some good back-to-back hand signs.
Don't think I haven't practiced.
Those are good like, back-to-back hand signs right
I do,
there.
I do this, and then I, like, make some
you
shit
free
up.
Ball. You free yeah. ball from there. That's yeah. All you need to know is this one. And this is so satisfying.
All you need is this. It is great. For listeners only, it's when you take the reins.
Yeah, so it's when you interlock your fingers and you point up your two pointer fingers together. I think it's either boar or something. It's part of the great fireball technique. It's the one that the first one that Sasuke uses when he takes Naruto's hand and he does the three signs.
Agreed. I'm just shutting the door.
We have to get that rounded out.
We gotta sound. Fill that audio. But yes.
So I would want Hunter x Hunter. I would want to be a specialist. What would you want?
First, I just want to say that the worst one is definitely breathing style from Demon Slayer.
Because what would you use it for? Also, you're not even making the element, you're like breathing.
That's
after.
Why. It's bullshit. That's like one of the only instances where like the entire fandom almost unanimously like disagrees with the manga. Yeah. They're like, they're doing that stuff. Yeah. Like 100%. But
there is certain techniques in the capacity of breathing style that just don't make sense without them making the element. Like Moshiro's like last technique where he moves, you'll learn it eventually, but it's like he basically shrouds the entire battlefield in mist. And it's explained that he moves in such a way that makes it feel as though he's moving through mist.
Bullshit.
Like it's like when he's running away, he's moving fast. When he's moving towards you, he's moving slow. And therefore it makes you think that there's mist.
Hey, how about every time Zenitsu has flown through the air?
Yeah, well, so like that's literally, but so the way Zenitsu does that is that he like uses the muscle in his legs to shoot himself through the air. Like, his leg muscles are so strong that he can bounce off air.
But that is already a superhuman feat. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we trying to be like, no, it's realistic, it's just sword stuff. Just, they're magic.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing magic shit.
You want to know the worst part? What? Is that there is actually two separate people in Demon Slayer who can create lightning.
Insane.
Yeah, so there's two separate people. One of them we're about to meet, the other you meet significantly later. So, like, there is people who can create elements.
Yeah.
It's just only demons.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, like, most of the demons, and, like, and what I mean most, like, most of the important demons can create elements.
Yeah.
Like, Umber Kinesis, Ice Control, Electrokinesis, Aerokinesis. Like, most of the breathing styles can, like, be created by demons.
Right.
So, like, the fact that the Demon Slayers can't do it is just, like, wildly disrespectful to them, but not the end of the world.
I, like, get it in terms of, like, you want to make the demons have, like, an advantage over the Demon Slayers.
Yeah.
That's not what you did, though.
No. Nope.
Like, you just simply are lying.
Yeah.
But,
also, the demons already have an inherent, like, advantage. They can regenerate.
Yeah, exactly.
And but, they're always fighting at night. That's what Tanjiro was yelling about, against Akaza.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I would choose... part of me wants, not Rasengan, Chidori... Because I think that'd be sick.
What are you gonna do?
I just like
with a handful of lightning, you domestic terrorist.
Just doing the hand is sick. Just reaching down and pulling up.
It just like you can only attack in a straight line. You don't have a Sharingan.
I guess. Well, if we're like talking about like all practicality of like stuff, I think, and I know it's not an anime. I know it's technically not an anime. I would 100% be like a waterbender. 100%. I'd say Earthbender, but then you're getting fined left, right, and center anytime you use it.
What do you mean getting fined?
If I go outside and tear up the fucking street right now...
What are they gonna do to you?
They're gonna fine me at minimum.
I'd love to see them fucking try. You're gonna eat this goddamn boulder, you nerd.
It's just inconsiderate to everybody. To everyone on this street.
And that's why you carry a couple rocks with you, like Magneto.
I carry a bunch of water. And water's like a sexier one, too. I'm at a party, some girl's got water, I like go tink, freeze it. She's like, oh my god.
She was like, oh my god, that's incredibly inconvenient. Why the fuck would you do that?
But if I'm the only person who can do that, that's sick.
I guess. She's just like, oh wow, I was absolutely going to drink that. Like,
if we're not...
That was 30-year-old scotch. What the fuck?
Then then I undo it.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. You're like, you just like hold her hostage.
Yeah, I go, fine, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you all you do is nag.
Like firebending would be cool, but it's like you said, like that's all just
what are you doing?
Damaging.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like that's the thing. Like,
but that one's also a little sexy. It's just like also, you need a light.
Fly. And kind of fly.
Yeah, but that's another one where it's like, I'm making a fucking
trail of
cinder under me. Yeah.
Yeah, just like, it's like, I can tell where Danny took off. It's because that's where the wildfire started.
Yeah. I like, bending's just like so cool. That's the one that I've most, like, you know, imaginarily done, like in my room.
The worst part about Attack on Avatar. The worst part about Avatar The Last Airbender is that they try and act like the Earthbenders aren't the strongest. That's what always pissed me off.
I know.
They were like, oh, yeah, like, the Earth, first off, the Earth Kingdom is the biggest kingdom.
Yeah, most far. Populated.
Yep, like, by far, they, in order to find the avatars in, like, in the Earth Kingdom, they have to do, like, a divining where they split the Earth Kingdom into halves until eventually they find the avatars' kind of location, which is why they literally found the wrong avatar when Kyoshi's turn.
Yeah.
They found, like, her next-door neighbor or something. Like, that's how big their kingdom is. Like, the air nomads are just like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, here's some toys.
Fucking found him. Yeah. That was hard. Like, it's just, the Earth Kingdom's like, I'm trying to split Los Angeles looking for a motherfucker who can firebend.
The air nomads are just like, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
Like,
I accidentally bended water back there. Can anybody else?
No, the avatar? Me. You? Chris is the avatar.
Chris is...
Nice.
Cool.
Sick. That's cool.
All right.
Hey, Chris the avatar.
Good job, Chris. And then they're just fine. Like, meanwhile, like they're doing, like, housing projects. Like, what apartment number is it?
No, it's funny, too, because in the Shyamalan movie, like, they nerf the firebenders. Do you know about that?
No.
They...
Oh, they can't make their own fire.
They can't make it.
Yeah.
They need to, like,
have
take
the object
it from a brazier or something. What?
Why?
It's so... I go... years without being near a fire. And I get that, like, back then, you've got, like, there's some torches about.
There's candles.
There's some braziers.
You're hammering the brazier word.
It's a
good
word.
I know, but it
they're
is not a word.
They're everywhere in that movie because they need ammo.
I think that's the first time I've said brazier out loud.
They're everywhere in the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm just painting an image.
You really are.
So they need fire, which is insane because no other element really does.
Yeah.
You just carry water on you. There's water
everywhere.
Over most of the planet.
70%.
And then they're like, the Fire Nation is taking over. They're beating us.
How?
No the fuck they aren't.
Put their fire out.
Yeah,
they're done.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, oh, okay, yeah, like, imagine. They're like, hey, actually, can you just let us get this fire started real quick, like, before we start this battle?
If you miss your fireball and it doesn't hit grass... ammo gone.
Yep.
Like, you're just a
there
man
goes,
now.
There goes your source. Yeah.
Insane.
You are a man with kicks.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason the M. Night Shyamalan movie was bad.
The movie's a masterpiece.
The movie is an absolute I'd actually like to revisit it one day.
Yeah.
And rewatch it.
100%. I plan to. I'm almost done reacting to season one.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we should do that.
We'll do a little watch.
Yeah, we absolutely should. Okay. That is all. Oh, did you have a question as well?
I had a love letter. Very quick. We'll do it fast.
Okay, go ahead.
Mine was... Someone asked, I won't pull it up because I can't find it.
Gotcha.
Someone asked if you could give any live action anime adaptation like a Marvel CGI budget. And I replied, what, like $40? And he got very upset. But if
have you seen Moon Knight? Like,
you,
what? Like,
have you seen any modern Marvel movie?
Yeah, they're not good.
But if you could give any adaptation like a Marvel movie level budget, what would it be?
Any live action adaptation. I think, honestly, if you had to really get one, Attack on Titan looks terrible. Fullmetal Alchemist, like, their, like, live action also looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, these are two things. I think at the end of the day, I might say One Piece.
I think it's if you could make one, too. Like, just pull an anime and give it one. When you said...
I would say Hunter x Hunter, but seeing Hisoka live action would be, like, viscerally very upsetting for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would want that.
I would maybe do Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
I'd, like, always dreamed of making Attack on Titan.
Like, a super gory, well-made Attack on Titan live action would be sick.
That'd bang. That'd go so hard.
It didn't look like it was, like a CGI filter, like a Snapchat filter looking over the wall. Because, like, there is, what, three Attack on Titan live action movies?
Yeah.
And they're all very bad. They get worse progressively.
All hard to look at.
Yeah. So I would say that. Yeah, Attack on Titan or Hunter x Hunter, personally. Because, like, seeing, like, live action, like, well-done CGI'd, like, Chimera ants?
Yeah.
So dope. To see Netero versus Meruem in CG would be sick. I mean, it's already really good in 2D, so yeah.
That'd be sweet. I would just... It's always been my dream to make a Fire Force live action movie.
Oh,
I think
God.
That would be sick. I think it'd be rad.
The entire CG budget would just go into like everybody's boobs.
Yeah.
Because there's so much fan service in that show.
Huge boobs.
But
huge
seeing
fire.
Shin, like a good live action, like casting of Shin would be sick. Shinra? Shinra?
Yeah, Shinra.
Oh, man.
But it'd be sweet. The action's great. But I'll stop holding this podcast hostage.
Yes. No, I appreciate that. I have to get to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I have adult.
That's the going. Pod.
That's the pod. Thank you guys
don't
so much for coming
stare
today.
Stare into the camera and go,
thank
I
you for
dinner.
Hanging out for us today. We have been at Otaku's Anonymous. If you guys really do want to see us do anything in terms of polls or questions, shoot us an email over at otakusanonymouspodcast@gmail.com or leave the comments in the YouTube section or hit us up on Twitter at otakusanon. A lot of places you can reach us with those questions. We would love to cover them. Give us more viral TikToking moments so we can have a bunch of us listening. And yeah. Then me and Danny can go on a world tour and hold your hands. I've been Nick, also known as NZHammer23.
I've been Danny Mata. Yeah, give us some games to play, like this quiz. It was very fun.
It was awful.
It was great. I loved it.
Terrible experience.
And yeah, you can find me at Danny Mata on YouTube, at DMot. To three at DMOTA3.
The fact you don't know all your handles, hilarious.
I have too many. I need to homogenize. DMOTA3 on TikTok.
That's the last square.
Yeah.
Danny needs to homogenize his squares. All right, perfect. All right, thank you all so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.